John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, so John Quincy Adams was Secretary of State. John Quincy Adams had a big role in Florida.
Yeah.
And he had a big role in that compromise. That was a big part of it. He was a statesman. John Quincy Adams, fucking fascinating guy. I read his biography. The thing about him and his father is that they wrote copious, really long diary entries, so we know a lot about those guys. But he traveled with his father to England. He was like the last link to the Great Revolution.
Yeah.
Because he was with his father wherever he went, and he took him to France. He ended up being a diplomat. He was the first American ambassador to Russia. He lived in St. Petersburg, Russia. And him and his...
Oh, wait. Was he the one who helped them kind of revolutionize?
I don't...
Or was that before?
Remember that.
Okay.
But he was in Russia way back then. He'd take like a sleigh to you know, countries that aren't there anymore, like Prussia. And he traveled all over. He traveled more than any like human being back then. Yeah. And he went across the ocean several times. So like something like 12 times back and forth.
Now,
amazing guy. Incredible guy.
His opponent was Jackson in this election.
Yeah.
Jackson dominated. He won the popular vote by a greater margin than Reagan beat Carter. It was a landslide victory for him. But Jackson, in the Battle of New Orleans, came out and said all the guys from Kentucky were being fucking cowards. What? So then when it comes to the Electoral College, the guy counting the votes happened to be like a senator or something from Kentucky.
What?
And I was like, fuck this guy. And he just swung like 10 states. Because back then, the Electoral College made perfect sense. Nobody in any state had ever heard of one of these guys. Mm-hmm. There was no news. There was no fucking anything.
Now, you needed somebody. Yeah, you needed super delegates.
You needed to
sort of
just get
things.
Your local guy
and
be like, you go.
You go figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was enough for this guy to swing all these dudes in the meetings to be like, dude, Jackson's a fucking dickhead. We need John Quincy Adams. So he swung. I mean, it was
John Quincy
move.
Adams
cowardly
was another
move.
Nerd, one-term nerd.
Yes.
Who just couldn't get, I mean, as a president, he couldn't get, and he got almost nothing done. Partly because Jackson and his people just thwarted every single thing
Jackson
he tried.
The whole country loved Jackson.
Everybody fucking loved that dude.
He was Trump.
So much.
He was Trump.
He was Trump. Imagine if Trump, like, dueled. As much as
Jesus Christ.
Jackson died something like 12 bullets in his body.
Yeah.
What?
That never left his body. He dueled all the time.
Yeah, let's just go straight to Jackson. Jackson, he's the next
president. Wait, he can't not be mentioned, John Quincy.
JQA.
Yeah, fuck John Quincy.
John Quincy Adams, well, after his presidency, he was in Congress forever from Massachusetts. Yeah. He died at his seat in Congress.
Wow.
He died at his desk. He was because his thing, he was a huge abolitionist. He was like the only guy in the Congress willing to be an out and out. The slave states had so much power that they passed a law, a gag law, that said you can't say the word slavery in Congress. What? It used to be there was a thing in Congress back then called petitioning. Anyone could send a petition to their congressperson and they had to say it. They had to mention it. So like you could send a thing to Congress saying, I want retards to be allowed to drive, whatever you would do. Want retarded people to have driver's license.
Yes.
And he would say, he'd have to go, okay, the petition from Shane Gillis, he wants retards to drive.
The honorable.
And everyone would go, I move to table it. And then they just table it. But they passed a law saying you couldn't even mention a petition that said the word slavery. Because that's how electrified that it was. Like, we don't want anybody. We know you're trying to get rid of slavery. We don't even want you to say. And they passed it. So Quincy Adams would do it. And he would just break the law. And he would just say it over and over again. He would read petitions about slavery. And he would get sent. Then they would all vote, the whole Congress, to censure him for going against the rules. And he got censured over and over again. And he represented the Amistad slaves and got them
set free.
Yeah, did
what?
You know that?
No.
Yeah, he was the slave ship that was taken over by slaves and was grounded in Massachusetts, I think.
So he was saying the S word. He got in trouble.
Yeah.
He got not only in trouble, they came. Those slaves asked him to represent them. He was their lawyer.
What?
Because they were Virginia slave masters who were waiting for, they were Haitian slaves that they were waiting for, that they had paid for. But he found a way just with, it wasn't like a slavery is wrong trial. It was, you guys don't have a receipt trial. It was like, you ain't got the paperwork. Go fuck yourselves. So they're, nice, so they were free. But he died. He was in the middle of a big impassioned argument. He was yelling and he had a heart attack and he died right there with the whole Congress around him.
Just watching
because
him.
They loved, people loved that guy.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. He was the first president or former president to ride on a steamship, and he used to ride on the steamships with a blanket over him, and folks would surround him. All the passengers would surround him, and just he would just tell stories. He was a great guy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Man, I didn't know any of that.
It was just a part of me that liked Jackson.
Jackson's great, but I mean, and again, to me, I look at all these guys, I evaluate them as characters. They're all great, amazing characters. They all did awful things,
of course.
Yeah,
but. I mean, Obama fucking bombed, you know, fucking weddings.
Obama.
Obama.
But yes, Jackson was a crazy but shrewd. A great thing about Jackson was that his inaugural party in the White House.
Yeah.
This is wild.
They
stormed the Capitol.
He invited everybody. That's exactly right.
They stormed.
He invited everyone. He said, anyone that wants can come. No invitation needed. It's the people's house, and the house was crammed with common people getting drunk, stealing shit,
destroyed,
and they wouldn't
leave.
And there's a honor code in the White House. You don't ask someone to leave. You don't ever throw anybody out. So they couldn't get them. Like, days went by where people are shitting on the floor and raiding the fucking pantry and just fucking people and whatever.
What?
And so what they did was they got huge kegs of beer and they put them on the lawn and they said, hey, come out, let's drink under the stars, let's have, you know. And they invited them out for beer on the lawn and they all came outside and they locked the doors. That was how he was a people's president.
Yeah,
like
he was
the first
populist
in his
first guy. Yeah,
first one to appeal to the common person. Yeah. There was an author, English guy. I read his biography of him, and they have one account of an English traveling writer who write travel logs. And he was in Washington, and he thought, what is it like? Can you meet the president? And he just walked. There wasn't a fence around the house.
Yeah, people just could walk in. And
so he just walked to the front door, and he knocked on the door. And a butler came to the door and said hello, and he said, I'd like to meet the president. And he's like, is he expecting you? He goes, no. And the butler's like, all right, well, come in and sit down. And he went in. The guy waited like 20 minutes. And Jackson came out of his office, which was like full of people. And he said, I'm in a pretty important, like, who are you?
Yeah.
And he said, I just wanted to meet you and say hi. And he was like, all right, can you wait an hour? And he's like, sure. So he went and whatever, fucking signed a thing to kill all the Indians. And then he came and had sandwiches brought, and he sat with the guy and just talked to him for an hour.
Damn.
He also went, he was the first president, I think, to ride on a train. He took a train. He was the first one to do this, that he went all over the country.
Yeah.
He went up to Maine. Presidents never travel. He was the first guy to do that. Like, he thought people should see the president. People should have contact.
Whoa.
With the president.
The Trail of Tears, he flubbed that one.
Yeah.
Flubbed.
He
nailed
was a bit of a flub. He did do exactly what his goal
was. What he tried to do. Fucking flubbed.
That was a bit of a flub.
He didn't make mistakes.
I looked it up. I don't know if they had slaves. The fucking dudes on the Trail of Tears, they were like, we got to bring our slaves.
If slaves are available, folks get slaves. That's just the way that goes.
I couldn't believe it.
But when he was
peaceful,
what the part you don't hear is, like, the Indians are like, you know what he did to us and what he did to our slaves was
even
worse.
Our slaves had it real bad on the Trail of Tears.
I mean, tell me about it.
Yeah, but didn't they like share everything with their slaves though?
I don't know. Yeah, they were better.
It was egalitarian.
Like, real peaceful.
It was egalitarian, dude.
They were good slave owners. The natives.
There is some story from the some chief, big chief, went to the White House to meet with the Jackson, because Jackson was very honest. Yeah. He didn't underhand ever. He didn't play politics. He did horrible things, but he just went ahead and did them. Like, there was a slave revolt during his presidency where they took over a fort. The slaves took over a fort and just said, we just want out. We just want to be taken to the north or Canada or whatever. And so he just got a bunch of cannons and just lit the whole place up.
Bombed them.
He didn't fucking care. So some famous like a name you'd recognize. It wasn't like Sitting Bull, but it was some big, all of the Indians, the tribes, all the tribes chose this guy to negotiate with Jackson. And he went and talked to Jackson, just the two of them. And he came out crying and said,
We're in trouble.
Yeah, he says, we're not. This is going to go bad.
Oh,
it's going to go bad.
No,
he just had his way of thinking about how it was going to go. He's like, no, we got to clear these guys out of here.
Also in line with Trump, he was like, this is where the term mudslinging starts.
Yeah.
It was him and John Quincy. Their election or their debates and shit was, he would just talk. They would talk shit. They would be nasty rumors in the papers.
Whatever it took. Yeah. Whatever it took. No, yeah. I remember I have a friend who's a Trump guy who I've known for a long time. I'm not going to say that his name is Nick DiPaolo. But knowing Nick has always given me some insight into the mentality of that kind of guy, not just Trump, but guys like Jackson. I remember once I was with Nick and a lot of people, and he was and like three Democrats were yelling at him. And he was starting to say crazy fucked up things to them. And at one point I'm like, Nick, you know that's wrong. And he goes, it's three against one. Like, what do you want me to do? Like he's in and it brought me back to when I was like 19 and I was friends with Nick and we were comedians in Boston. And there was a pinball machine we really liked playing at this one club. So we're playing pinball against each other. And when it was my turn, I was starting to beat his score, and he just put his hand over my hand so I couldn't flip, and he just looked at me like this, and I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, I win. I win. I don't care.
Fuck. But he Jackson, was big, too.
Wasn't Jackson was, yes. Yeah, Jackson was strong. The first. Yeah, he was a football player.
Yeah.
A college football player. Jackson was the first president to go like, fuck you! I'm winning. Winning this. I don't care what happens to you.
Jesus.
We're gonna. You know.
So he also one of the big things with Jackson. He vetoed more bills than every president before him combined.
Nice.
He hated the banks. He like went to war.
It's crazy that he's on the 20.
Yeah.
It's like a joke because he hated the idea of a central bank. He hated the idea of a treasury. He thought that it should just be folks have their money, use gold, and you trade. And he wanted.
So I think the U.S. bank. At the time, I think it was called the United States, like the Bank of the United States, was up for to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to be the president, and he vetoed it.
Yeah, and it was a thing you don't veto.
You can't veto it.
No.
But he vetoed it. So then the next guy, we'll get to him, is his vice president, Van Buren. He takes over. Mm-hmm. He takes over a completely destroyed economy. Because he vetoed the bank.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Cool guys. America is made of cowboys and nerds. So you got cowboys who show off and who show what kind of people we are. And then you have nerds who actually get things done. But the cowboys get the credits.
Yeah.
And then nerds get fucked every time.
He got fucked. His nickname was Van Ruin.
Yes. He had a lot of nicknames. They're like, old Kinderhook. He was another total nerd. And everybody hated Van Buren. He was like a little fucking.
Yeah. He was supposed to be, I think he was one of those vice presidents that was supposed to be a link. Like, because Jackson was the man in the South kind of. Or wherever, and they were like, let's get this dork to...
He was from Kinderhook, New York.
He was his Pence.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Trump's Pence.
Yeah,
he was... The legend is that, you know, he was one of the first people to have pamphlets, like a lot of pamphlets. Like, the mass press started to get big. So his pamphlet was... Because he was called Old Kinderhook, because he's from Kinderhook, New York. So his thing was okay, and it was a check mark.
Oh, nice.
And that's where people say that okay comes from.
What?
Yeah.
Because it was like his thing was okay with a check mark. It was the point. It was like vote for Old Kinderhook.
That's the thing. When you look into this, that's where all of our shit comes from.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's all of this. All right. Well, we got to speed up because this one's funny. Van Buren sucked, whatever.
Yeah, he's his.
Here comes Harrison. He's the next guy. Everybody called him Old Granny because he was too much of a geezer to run. So on his inauguration, he was like, I'm going to prove to everyone how tough I am.
Yeah.
It was freezing cold and raining. He had like an 8,000 word inauguration.
Yeah.
He got a pneumonia and died.
He died. He was like a few months.
He died immediately. Like
shortest term.
Died. Damn.
Shortest term.
Never had didn't have a minute of acting as president.
Trying to prove he was tough.
Got sick the first day.
Died immediately.
And died a few months later.
What?
Yep.
G.
That brings us to Tyler. He did nothing.
Tyler was
his
general,
party abandoned
right?
him.
No, oh, I'm thinking of Taylor.
He was Harrison's vice president. So Harrison dies. The one thing he did do is set the precedent that the vice president stays as president.
Nice.
So everyone was like, "What? We don't know what to do here. The president's never died. Do you take over as an interim guy until we find a new guy?" And he was like, "No, I'm just the president.
I'm the president."
And enough that his party hated him for that. So they his own party abandoned him. They didn't put him up for reelection.
Well, because they thought they
wanted to
choose
another
guy.
They wanted to be able to put
a stronger
another
guy.
Yeah. So he stayed. He had no parties supported him. He got nothing done. He was never up for reelection again.
It must have been awkward.
That brings us to our guy, though. This is who I wanted to get to. Polk, dude. Turns out Polk's the man.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude. I know nothing about Polk.
No.
He was one term because he was a dark horse out of nowhere, and he promised everybody in his party, "I'll only do one term. That way, some of you guys that are good, that are getting ready, you can take over. I promise to do one term." When he was running, his opponent's slogan was, "Who is James K. Polk?" Like, people were talking shit. As soon as he got in, oh, this is good. He was a tiny guy. He was 5'8", which was like...
That's really small.
Yeah, he was 5'8", and when he got in, his wife was the one who came up with, "They got to play Hail to the Chief every time you come in a room to give you some respect."
Give him a little, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why that happens.
Nice.
So right away, Polk starts going
but
wild.
It was kind of a joke. It's like if a midget walked in. It's just a little guy.
No, Polk's a beast. Immediately, he starts fucking with the British about Oregon. So they have the Oregon territory out there, which is just beaver hunting. Everybody's, you know, beaver hunting. We're doing a little bit of
what
that in Nash, Vegas.
What do you mean?
It means trying to get pussy.
About pussies.
Hunting in Oregon for...
They were in Oregon, pussy hunting. So the British were pussy hunting. The British and Americans were both pussy hunting on the same territory. And Polk was like, "Nah, we're done with that." And he set the latitude and longitude was 54 and 40. So he came out with the slogan, 54 and 40, or fight. He was saying that to the British. He was like, "We're going to fuck
catchy.
You guys up."
True.
So he came out with that. And the British...
People were really into
they loved
latitudes
slogans.
And longitudes
they were.
Back then.
So he called that, and the British were afraid to call his bluff. They were just like, "Fine, take
they're
it."
Like, that slogan is so good.
Yeah,
like, just take it.
Fuck, dude, this guy's nuts.
Dude, you came up with the fucking... You used the longitude and latitude?
So he takes that territory, which is huge. And then it's not just Oregon, it's Washington, all that.
You know why Oregon is... Portland is called Portland?
I bet you I do.
It was kind of... Do you?
No, it's not.
It was going to be Boston.
What?
Because two guys, is it Lewis and Clark? That
yeah. yeah, yeah.
So one of them is
that
from...
was Jefferson.
One of them is from
that.
Boston, and one of them is from Portland, Maine. And they both wanted to name it after their hometown.
Oh.
And they flipped a coin
and
named it Portland. And there is a Boston in Oregon. Mm. There's a town called Boston, Oregon. Anyway, go on.
So after he gets to Oregon, he's like, "All right, it's time for me to get Texas." Mm-hmm. He starts fucking with the Mexicans. Like, say they would send troops down just to see if the Mexicans would shoot first. Mm-hmm. Finally, they did. He
fucking
immediately
lazy Mexicans.
Finally, they shot
so
a bunch
many
of
times to get off their fucking frijoles and fire a shot.
So they go to war.
Here they come again. I don't want to fire.
He fired the last
one. One of them was like 70,000 troops poured in.
Oh no!
So we immediately took California, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Texas.
And
this
then who is the general? Who is the general that penetrated all the way to Mexico City? This is later, right?
This was the next guy who was Zachary Taylor.
Yeah, Zachary Taylor was Zachary the big Mexican American war.
Yeah,
guy.
He was the warrior.
What?
Zachary Taylor was dominating.
So they gathered.
He went into Mexico City, and if you go to in Mexico City, the big thing is Los Niños. These six, I think it's six kids. So they stormed. They went all the way to Mexico City, and the Citadel, the Chapultepec, the palace, the army was so decimated that it was finally just the cadets of the military school were the only ones defending the capital. And they were just four kids firing on the American army is just coming.
Fuck.
And they finally wrapped themselves in Mexican flags and jumped and dove and killed themselves. That was how they ended
the war.
Awesome. And the moment is Zachary Taylor's holding one of them and he's saying they were just kids. Like he had no idea. They were like fucking 12, 15 years old.
Man.
And in Chapultepec, there's four big pillars
that are still, they're like war heroes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What did Mexico have back then? Like, was it like a king or like
a lot of, they? Oh, well, they had massive. So the what was going on all these years? Napoleon assumed that the South would win the Civil War eventually. That the South, that there would be a, like Europe always bet on the South because the South was a aristocratic America. It was about plantations and old families, and that's a European, and they loved Europe in the South. Yeah. The North was always against Europe and wanting to start something new. So during the Civil War, so Maximilian was just a Habsburg. But the way kings worked back then, there were some royalty factories. So the Habsburg family, who I think were like Flemish or whatever the fuck, they just had like somebody, a cousin of a king. They went, Maximilian and his wife, they're like, you guys take Mexico. Napoleon sent French troops to Mexico and installed Maximilian. But then the,
which is what Cinco de Mayo is.
Yes. Ah. And then so then the Mexicans finally overran, because when we lost the Civil War, when the South lost the Civil War, Napoleon was like, all right, fuck this.
Well, and wait, Napoleon just, was gone for this.
Or whoever, the French pulled their, well, there was like three Napoleon.
Oh, true. Right.
I think it was a later Napoleon.
Wow. Yes.
Pulled support.
Yeah.
And Maximilian, they beheaded him.
Fuck.
They fed peyote to his wife.
What?
And sent her home. And there's some little village somewhere in like the Netherlands where they tell you like, she's going to come get you, because she would run in the streets. She went insane. She would run the streets screaming. Fuck. And they tell kids, if you don't get to sleep, because she comes out at night, if you don't go to sleep, she's going to come get you.
God.
So yeah, that's how far in Mexico. Dude, I'm sorry to derail you.
No,
but
that's great.
Zachary, so you were still at Polk and then Taylor.
Polk, but still. So one thing that was cool was when Polk was instigating this war with Mexico.
You got to cut that part where I say we lost.
No, that's good.
Cut that. I don't know what made you corrected say it. That.
Immediately, this is pretty sick. So Polk was up there like, they're fucking with us. They shot at our troops. An old one-term senator from Illinois at the time stood up and said, were we on their territory when we shot him? There was one guy that was opposed to the Mexican-American War, a guy by the name of Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Abraham Lincoln,
people
were
like, hey, shut up, pussy.
Yeah, dude.
We're trying to take Texas. Shut the fuck
up. He's like, you guys, were we? And like, shh. Yeah, he was like, sorry.
See, I think this was wrong. Like, anyway, that's why Polk's kind of the man. He added one-third of the entire United States in a four-year term.
Damn.
Pretty good. Well, in territory.
I know, but still.
Still, it's like those big
states. But you got Texas and California.
And they were just sitting
probably half our population.
Pretty good. They're sitting on the
border. I wish he hadn't added them, especially Texas.
The but again, are then we went like, Mexico sucks. Yeah. Mexico fucking sucks. Go, go, go.
Oh, shit. Run, run, run. They're pissed.
Yo, Mexico's gay.
Again, that was a smashing. America destroyed Mexico. Yeah. It was mean.
Yeah,
Then this is good. Polk, he was working his tail off.
His tail. Huh?
He was tired. He was so exhausted when he got done. He went back to Tennessee and just died.
Like right away, right?
Yeah.
He died. Yeah.
He was like, that was too much. I should have done
a lot
all that.
Of work. Yep.
Just died. So then comes Zachary Taylor. This is 1849 to 1850. That's a quick term. Old Rough and Ready.
Yeah.
Pretty sick nickname.
Old dead and
yeah, he's old. He's about to be dead.
Yeah, he died. I don't remember what he died of.
He was a...
just being in the 1800s.
Yeah. He was one of the largest slaveholders in the South. So when he got elected, the South was like, nice. Because at this point, the territories, he just added... Polk did all that in 4 years, which was sick. But it was too much. Because now there's so much territory. And the slaves versus the abolitionist debate. Every state, they had to add... There was a debate. There was a debatey.
All Southern presidents, so many Southern presidents.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the Adamses.
Pretty much nonstop, Virginia.
Yep.
And then it gets into like Tennessee and.
They started digging into their bench was not
good
enough.
Yeah, they Tennessee, dude.
And then we started kind of with Ohio, we started coming back.
Yeah.
Huh.
Actually, kind of Northern presidents tended to suck. Lincoln ruled.
Yeah. But he was Kentucky, Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah.
Illinois, but Frank. Which
I always forget one. I think he I think he was born in Kentucky in a log cabin in Kentucky.
And then he was the, Illinois, then he moved to Illinois. Yeah. Who fucking knows? There's no way to know.
We weren't right about half these. Ever know. We were never correct about half these facts, but we're having fun.
Oh, yeah. I could be. I'm just. I love just acting like I know.
It's great. So one thing, Taylor gets in there. Everybody's like nice. Everybody in the South's like nice. This guy's pro-slavery. He gets in. He tends to start actually leaning towards standing with the North. This is all leading to the Civil War because like guys like this start fucking this up. As soon as he says we're going to establish or abolish slave in the Western territories, South Carolina says they're going to succeed. Taylor says he's going to fucking hang everybody down there if they do it.
What?
Yeah, he didn't react well to this stuff.
No.
He wasn't like, let's talk and send it.
Yeah, he's
like,
you're gonna fucking
he
hang
would just
all
say
you.
That, and then they're like, are you? And he's like, well, no, but...
I'm going to hang a lot of you.
It's the problem with tough talk.
Yeah. This is how he died.
What did he do?
So he went, this is his
by
first
doing a
term.
Podcast about... All right. Go ahead. How did he die?
He went to Washington, D.C. for Independence Day, and he ate too many cherries and milk.
What?
Because, like I said, it was a swamp, so there was like a cholera outbreak.
That was
outbreak.
Like the old Pop Rocks and Coke.
Yeah, he had cherries and frosted milk, and that was he it? Exploded.
Damn, it must have been delicious.
By the way, you know how many... there were four presidents? When you think about the fact that four of them were assassinated?
Yeah.
Four?
Well, successfully, yeah. So I hear you.
Four were... Killed, shot and killed.
Yeah.
Four out of 40. There's been 47 presidents.
10%.
Wait, hold on. How many got shot and killed? It was. I don't think they got shot and killed.
Yeah, four were shot and killed. Is it Garfield?
See, this is where I stopped.
A guy with
you.
A G. It's either Grover Cleveland or Garfield. One of those two was shot and killed.
Yeah.
McKinley shot and killed. JFK and Lincoln.
Nice.
Four shot and killed. Reagan fucking
close.
Badly shot.
Yeah.
Roosevelt, Teddy, shot in the chest.
Bull.
But had a thick piece of paper with his speech
Fuck,
and a glasses
so cool,
case.
Man.
Finished the speech, dude.
Yep, finished the speech.
Got shot and was like.
and somebody shot at Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
He got
and he had a cane and he beat the guy, beat the shit out of the guy. Almost beat him to death. The guy shot him, and he just, get the fuck. It was right outside the Capitol.
What?
Like by the big pillars or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just beat the fucking shit out of him.
Dude who shot
him. He was insane. Old Hickory.
Were they all crazed lone gunmen type things, or was it like?
Yeah, most of them were crazy people. There's a few other guys that were shot at, that somebody took shots at them, and but that they didn't get hurt. Oh, what's his name? Well, FDR, they killed the governor who was sitting next to him. Somebody, a spray of bullets, and he wasn't hurt, but the governor sitting next to him was killed.
Jesus.
Governor of Georgia or Florida? I don't fucking know. Anyway, go on. But yeah, like over 10%, like 12% of them have been shot.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
It's an intense job.
It's a pretty intense job.
There's a good chance.
It is like a higher rate than actual soldiers in war.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's probably.
I guess so.
I bet it is.
Might
that's
be.
Fucked up.
Yeah, because in like regular, like revolution shit, it's like 70,000 soldiers, 2,000 dead.
What's crazy is
like that.
But before it used to be like when, you know, you like, what's his name? Alexander the Great and whoever. Some kings used to lead, heads of state used to lead charges. They used to be the front horse, like going right headlong into an army.
That'd be nice to be a guy.
A lot of Roman,
spear, like,
Roman guys did that. And,
jackpot.
Yeah, I fucking got him.
Holy shit. He's coming right at me. He's coming right at me.
Oh, fuck, I blew it. Some guy.
Fuck, I missed.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're at Fillmore. The thing that sucks about fucking Taylor dying is he was like kind of a beast that could have maybe prevented the Civil War that was looming.
Fillmore was just a schlub.
Fillmore was a schlub. He signed. This is where it all starts to fuck up. Every single one of these guys up to Lincoln is just fucking up immensely. He wanted to sign
the buck and passing the buck.
So Taylor was offered to sign the Compromise of 1850, which was some shit about one slave state, one regular, or they get to decide, shit like that. As soon as fucking Taylor died, Fillmore takes over and signs it. Southerners were mad that California would join as a free state. Northerners were mad about the fugitive slave law. So they both compromised and were both pissed. Fugitive slave law was if you find a slave in the North, there's U.S. Marshals that'll catch them and bring them back to the South.
You have to help them get them back.
And there were dudes that were just like grabbing black people. Be like, got them. Where's my bounty? So that's it was 12
years a slave guy got taken.
Oh shit, is it?
Yeah, he wasn't. He was a free northerner who just got grabbed by one of those guys. Yeah.
Damn,
it was bad.
Happened all the time.
He was the last member of the Whig Party. They didn't run him a second term. Here.